This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Jake, you and I are going to have words after the show if you don't bring this up. Ready for the air guitar? Phenomenal Football Friday. Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, BetQL Network. 20 minutes from now, a power hour so big that a regular power hour looks at another power hour and says, "Hey, power hour." The other power hour is like, why is this person talking to me? But sure, like, what's up?
How do they know my name? Yeah,
who is this person? Because we're all the same.
we're all named the same.
See that power hour over there? Yeah, I see it. It's one big-ass power hour. 2 hours. Power. Lots of bets. Tonight. Sunday.
I like how with Jake you go, I'm going to have words with you after the show. Yeah, here's going to be Nick's words after the show. Got to go, bye.
Yes.
It's the weekend. See you.
Right? No words. I'm just going to be me. The sound of me disconnecting from as fast as I can will be the words. All right. That's coming up 20 minutes from now for the final 2 hours. But right now, the great Brad Evans joins us here on the show, as he does pretty much every Phenomenal Football Friday. We love having him. Brad is on Twitter, of course, at Noisy Huevos. Brad is one of the stars of SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio. Brad is the executive producer and on-air talent, of course, for our friends over at Bally Sports. And Brad, before we get into the games this weekend, I want you to start off, after you hit us with your trademark hola, obviously, of course, tell us about your newest venture, which we were talking about off-air. Super excited for you. Super excited what you've got rocking right now. Hello. Hello.
Hola, amigos. Yes, I got a lot going on. I got a brand new television show sponsored by my friends at BetMGM called Live on the Line. It is a daily endeavor. It airs on Stadium Sports. We tape it inside the United Center of the studios there in Chicago, and is distributed across all the Bally Sports networks. And like I said, it's an hour. We do it live starting at noon Eastern. Check your local listings for Channel and Times. Myself, Danny Kluppinger, from the Tennis Channel. And Danny used to be on More Ways to Win, the FanDuel produced show back in the day. Cam Smith, who's got some serious game. He's a multi-Emmy award-nominated broadcaster and a guy that used to hoop it up for the Southern Illinois Salukis. And DK herself was a baller back in the day at Stony Brook. And then there's me. So it's an hour. It's fast paced. I co-produce the show. I co-star on it. There's sledgehammers. There's a lot of yelling and screaming. And I wear this ridiculous sport coat that has $100 bills printed all over it. And we do that every single day, Monday through Friday.
You watch, tune in, watch Brad do it live. He'll write it.
Do it live.
And we'll do it live. And it doesn't suck. Not like the clip that we're referencing. Brad, with NFL Championship Sunday, I know your area of expertise, the reason we have you on the show all the time, props, been a successful season, again, with your appearances on our show, with the props that you've given out. So why don't we go, we can get your thoughts, maybe a Super Bowl prediction at the end. Why don't we go team by team here, and in each case, yeah, kind of props that you would target, props that you'd stay away from, just kind of a strategy here for people that are going to approach these pretty robust prop markets that we have, because it's, you know, there are only two games and there's a ton of interest. Why don't we do the Bengals first, Joe Burrow and this offense on the road, obviously played played a shootout at their place, a game that landed 65, I think, point total, 34, 31, something like that. So Bengals offense against Chiefs defense from a prop standpoint, what are some things you're looking at?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a game score prediction first, and then we'll just roll into it. I'm going to go 33-30, Cincinnati. Yeah, I think they get the season sweep here, and I know that's going to be maybe an uphill climb, and that hill could be Everest in some people's minds because it's inside Arrowhead, which is ear-piercing and deafening. But I think the Cincinnati defense, and well, really, it's the offense, it matches up so extraordinarily well with KC's defense, and I think they'll be able to pick apart the secondary. I mean, Gabe Davis went off last week for 200 yards and 4 touchdowns, which is great news for Ja'Marr Chase, who also went off for the first matchup at 11 receptions, 266 yards, and 3 touchdowns. So I'm obviously over on the 82.5 receiving yards prop. It's up to 87.5 at some of the shops that are out there. I think it's a century mark effort yet again for him. It'd be his 5th in 6 games. Just no answer in the secondary of KC for Chase. I also like the over on CJ Uzoma on the 35.5 receiving yards line. He's been over this comfortably last couple of games. He's seen 27 targets over the last 4 weeks. He's seen his role really grow with all the attention that Chase and Higgins and Boyd draw, and I think it's going to be another heavy emphasis for him in terms of overall target share, which means I also like Joe Burrow on the over. 288.5 pass yards is what I locked it in at. I think it's going to be north of 300. No, he's not going to go for another 464, 466, whatever it was, in the 4 touchdowns in the first matchup. But I think it'll be in the 325 to 350 range when it's all said and done. And really my favorite prop of the board from the Cincinnati side, there's two of them. One, Joe Mixon. And I took the over on 25.5 receiving yards. I played this number up to 29.5, maybe as high as 30.5. He has gone for 28 plus in 4 straight. He's ran at least 25 routes in each of those 4 games and is averaging 4.8 receptions per contest over that stretch. And he went 7 for 40 in that first matchup against Kansas City. And the Chiefs were overly generous to the running back position in the regular season, allowing the 4th most catches to RBs of any team in the NFL. And then I guess kickers are people too. I've taken Evan McPherson over 1.5 made field goals at minus 105 is what I got it at. 32 of 37, split the uprights this season. He has been over this in 6 straight games. If there are opportunities here inside the kicker's range, he will knock it through. And he immediately said, hey, if we get to the Super Bowl, I will learn how to do the gritty dance, and I want that to happen. I need to see this on film.
Yeah, I think he's baby Justin Tucker at this point. Evan McPherson's been absolutely amazing. So some great prop thoughts there from Brad. Cincinnati offense versus Kansas City defense. Brad, if we flip it there and talk Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs offense going against the Cincinnati defense, who stands out to you? Who doesn't stand out and why?
Yeah, I mean, you look at like Tyreek Hill, you look at Travis Kelce. I think they're appropriately priced. So I don't have any action on either one of those guys in this game. Yeah, they could erupt each of them for 100 plus with ease. But, you know, there could be some defensive tweaks by this staff under Zach Taylor. You know, maybe there's more bracket coverage for Tyreek, which could spring some of the ancillary and auxiliary options that are there. And that's kind of where I'm stacking my chips. So let's focus first, though, on Patrick Mahomes, because I think the best bet on the Kansas City side is rush yards. And I, you know, I call Mahomes's running style booty scoots because it looks awkward, kind of sticks his derriere out. It's deceptive, but he chews up the real estate and gets the job done. And he's going to be booty scooting all over the field.
Is that a country music song from like the 90s? Like booty
scooting boogie.
Boot scooting boogie.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Get down, turn Jackson? Around, go to town.
With the boots scootin' boogie. Yeah, that's it right there. Yeah, oh, well done. Good pull there, Costos.
Yeehaw.
But I like Mahomes to run early and often in this game. So the 28.5 rush yards prop, I'm well over on that. His last 8 contests in the postseason, he's averaging 35.6 rush yards per game. So I think he's going to get there with relative ease. Let's correlate. Let's synergize. Let's bring it all together. If I like that, I also like the over on his longest rush prop, which is at 14.5 yards. He's done it 8 times this season in totality, and he's done it each of the last 2 games. This, you know, could easily hit the first half the way that defense is sitting back in coverage and opening up the landscape in front of him. And then elsewhere, going back to, like I said, some of those ancillary options, I did a same game parlay of Byron Pringle, 25 plus yards, and Mecole Hardman, 20 plus receiving yards. That's plus 130 for those guys to get there. And they have done this consistently here down the stretch. I believe Pringle in the last 5 games and Hardman in 6 of the last 7. So That's the action there in the AFC Championship game.
The holidays have arrived early with Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale. Upgrading window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters. We have your patio covered too. And get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
You better, you bet. QL Network, Phenomenal Football Friday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley talking Championship Sunday with the great Brad Evans on Twitter at Noisy Huevos. Brad, to the NFC Championship game. Got about 4 minutes left, so maybe like a 90 seconds so per game, per sure. Side of the ball. Let's do Niners offense versus Rams defense first.
Yeah, let's stick with the Niners here. Jimmy Garoppolo ain't nothing but a G-thing, baby. And I'm taking the under on the 233.5 pass yards for him. I think it's going to be another sub-200-yard passing game for the Michael Scott of Santa Clara. Going to be more game manager in this one. So, you know, around a buck 95 is what I'm feeling. So that number is way aggressive at 233.5. I'm under on Deebo Samuel rush yards at 40.5. I think the value has gotten sucked out of this prop. You know, I liked it a hell of a lot more when it was consistently in that 27.5 to 32.5 yards range. Now this thing is bolstered and boosted up to 40.5. I will side with the under there. Elijah Mitchell, 69.5 rush yards. I don't get it. I really don't. And I'm taking the over as well in 17.5 rush attempts. I am taking the Niners to win this game and get the season sweep. Uno, dos, tres, those three times against their rival. But I think Mitchell has got to shoulder a heavy workload yet again. 20-plus attempts, I think north of 80 yards, which he has done not once but twice against the Rams this season. And I think that's it. That's all I got on the Niners side. Let's go to the Rams side here real quick. Cam Akers, puzzling to me that his rush yards has climbed. It opened at 60.5. Some books have it right now at 63.5. I don't get it. He had the two devastating fumbles last week that were very costly in the game. Sonny Michel is healthy, may get more of a workload. We may get Daryl Henderson back this week as well. So it's unlikely he's going to get another 20-plus carries in this contest. And the Niners have allowed under 3 yards per carry to the running back position over the last 7 straight weeks. So I'm under on Cam Akers there, under on Cam Akers, 13.5 yards, longest run. But I am over on 18.5 receiving yards for him. And then my favorite prop for the Rams overall is Stafford, longest pass completion of 39.5 yards, done it 21 times this season, 10 of those to Cup. One of those came for a 46-yarder the last time these two teams met. I think those guys will have another explosive pass play or three in this game, which promises to deliver on all fronts.
You know who else promises to deliver on all fronts and then does? I mean, that's a lame setup. You. You're awesome, man. And a sincere congratulations. Longtime friend of the show, Brad Evans, one of the best dudes out there in the space. Congratulations on the new television show. Wishing you guys a ton of success, both with that and with everything else that you're doing. SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio and your stuff that you're doing, obviously, with Bally Sports and the TV show mixed in there as well. Hit him up on Twitter at Noisy Huevos. My friend, best of luck coming up with the bets this weekend. We look forward to doing Super Bowl with you and some college basketball as well as we move along in the calendar year. Have a great weekend.
I love you guys. Have a splendid weekend. And bonus time real quick, Fresno State -1. I'm in.
All right. I don't even know where they're playing.
That doesn't matter. I just have to find Fresno State wherever I'm playing. It's a Mountain West.
Strong question. It's a strong question.
Like Boise, maybe? That sounds right. I don't think it's Boise, though.
Yeah, whatever.
Fresno
Utah State?
Somebody. Yeah. I don't know. Something happening in Logan, Utah?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Polygamy?
Who could say?
Yeah. Not sure. 2 hours down. 2 more to go here on You Better, You Bet. Big-ass power hour on the other side. Next hour, all bets for Conference Championship Sunday.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.